So now let's look at the source of finance. So there's three terms of finance. You got short term, should be repaid within 1 year. You got medium term, should be repaid over 1 to 5 years. And long term then does not need to be paid back for at least 5 years. So it's 5 years or more. Remember, when you're selecting the source of finance, the source of finance must need the need, so the short term need. So for example, look at these later on. For example, if you are buying, business is buying goods, so that's going to be paid back within a year. So they might use a bank overdraft for that, or they might use trade credit would be a better one for that one come to look at. So it's important that you match the need of the business with the term. So it's going to be repaid back within 1 year, it's going to be paid back over 1 year to 5 years, or it's going to be paid back over 5 years. The next one then is, how should a source of finance be selected? So you have to take these following things into consideration before you select your source of finance. This has come up as a question before. So the first you need to look at is the purpose. So the source of finance should match the use for which is needed. So if you're buying a car, well then that's going to be paid between 1 and 5 years. So you're going to use a medium-term source of finance and possibly use a hire, purchase or leasing. So the purpose, why do we need it? Making sure that you're taking the matching concept into consideration, that you're matching the need with the term of finance. Amount then, so the source of finance should be able to provide the amount of finance required. So when you're getting the loan, that you get enough, but you don't want to get too much because then you're paying back too much on the loan. So for example, if your car is 20,000 and you're going to buy it yourself, well, then you're going to take the 20,000 out and you're going to buy it as a term loan. So you're going to get a loan of 20,000 to buy the car. The cost, so the businesses and households should try to get the cheapest source of finance, and you're going to look at the APR, or the annual percentage rate, and this is a standard measure of interest charged on loans. Some source of finance are tax deductible for a business itself, so that interest that you're going to pay back, that's going to be added onto the loan. So the more interest you pay back, the higher the repayments are going to be and the higher the cost of the loan it's going to be. So for example, if you're paying back 1,000 euros in interest and you get a loan of 10,000, you're going to pay back 11,000. Control then, so will we lose any control when we get the source of finance? Do we have to give any collateral? Do we have to, for example, when you have a mortgage, you're going to give the deeds, so that's going to be your collateral security, that you can't pay back the mortgage. The bank will take the deeds and sell the house and then use that money then to pay back the mortgage. And then risk, is there any risk involved in of you not being able to pay back the loan itself? So you have to make sure that the repayments, that you're able to afford repayments and pay them back on time. And they're kind of the four things, or the five things, of how a source of finance should be selected. One, purpose; two, amount; three, cost; four, control; and five, risk.